I'd first like to thank Monique, President, and Jeff, for the CEO, for the tremendous job they did hosting us. You know, I said it the other day, I was very concerned about our players coming back to this bowl game, worrying that they would know the events, know the places, know all that, and not be excited about it. But, you know, our kids embraced it. They embraced really being with each other. And they went to a bowling event, they went to a barbecue event, they went to all the basketball game, and they had a blast each time. And each time we told them to turn on and work, they worked. And we didn't work long, but we worked really hard and really physical. They bought into that. I thought our coaching staff did a great job, but our players bought into it. And the All-State Sugar Bowl committee has just been tremendous to us. And I finally got a Sugar Bowl victory. I've been to a lot of these, and I didn't get many wins, but got one this time. So I'm proud of this team.
Questions for Coach or the players? Front row right here.
Hey, for Jake and George, it appears like you guys got a little bit of chemistry and that it was working pretty well, especially in the first half. Jake, can you talk about it first? And George, can you talk about that? And having George back next year, would that be incentive for you to return?
Yeah. Man, I love George. George is a great teammate, a great football player. But what I love about George is he loves football. He loves going out, competing. I can say for him showing up at practice, he's the same guy, same competitor every single day. And I know I love it. I know Coach loves it. But he's a competitor. He goes out and competes. And so, you know, seeing him do something like he did today, no surprise to us. And he's just going out playing the game he loves.
I also agree with Jake said, but it's really just him. He pushed me every day. Coach Mark pushed me every day to be the player I am today. So just me connected with him at practice all the time is really just the best thing.
Move over to the left side of the room now.
Hey, George, wanted to ask you about that jump or leap, whatever it was. Does that come? Do you think about it before you do it, or what's going through your head when you're midair like that?
I just play football, so like when I see a guy running full speed, I try literally every option to avoid him. And I know it looks crazy when I'm trying to leap over people and risking injury, but I mean, just playing football.
Over on the right side this time.
Kirby, how big was it to your defense to get that shutout in the first half? And also, I know you got to be proud of the running game. I think DeAndre ran it only one time, but all those other backs just kept the chains moving.
Yeah, I thought that was the biggest difference in our offense tonight, just having a semblance of the run game, you know, committed to the run and being able to get those positive yards. I thought Jake did a tremendous job making good decisions on the RPOs, on the perimeter. Obviously, we won some 50-50 balls, and the defense played really inspiring football. They played really hard. They got turnovers. They gave the offense some short fields, which we thought would be critical, whether it was a fourth down stop or a turnover.
Back on the left side of the room.
Jake, I wanted to ask, it's, you know, tonight has been different than the last six games or so. What did it feel like to get rolling in the way that you did? This is a much more common stat line for you than in the most recent game.
I think going into it, I think there was a big focus. I think we had probably the best 2.5 weeks of practice we've had all year. I think guys were committed. Guys were focused, and we had a really good plan going in. It was an opportunity for a lot of guys to come out and kind of have their coming out party, and a lot of guys played really well. And I think there was a big common goal, no outside, really noise to it, and guys just wanted to come out and play football. And I think we had a really good plan, and we executed on it.
Over on the right in the front row.
Coach Mark, can you just talk about it? Lewis Seen, DJ Daniel lead the team in tackles. George Pickens leads the team in receptions. Zamir leads in rush. I mean, a lot of young pups kind of stepped up today. Can you just talk about that and sort of looking forward to having a lot of those guys back next year?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, the future's only bright if those guys continue to work, because there's a disease and that creeps in at Georgia where kids believe they're better than they are, and they read their own press clippings. And our team chaplain did a wonderful job today expressing that in a verse, and I can't quote the verse. Jake probably can, but you know, he basically said that when you start reading about yourself and believing your own press clippings is when you start to fall. And those kids that you just mentioned are tremendous players, but they'll only be as good as they can be if they stay as hungry as they are. And when you're not hungry, you become average. And some of that, I think, has affected us in the past. And we've got to find a way in this program to not let that creep in. and keep that same hunger you have as a young player, because we've had it happen to several guys that were really hungry and then they become full. And you can't become full when you go play in the teams we play against.
Once again, over on the left side.
Kirby, was that fake field goal there earlier? And why call that then the second time, I guess?
Well, I wanted to call it the first time, and I chickened out. And then I wanted to call it the second time, and then I chickened out. And so third time was a charm, because we didn't want to do it on a long down and distance. We wanted to do it on a manageable. Well, you know, you got a fourth and two, and it's there. And then you got a fourth and three, and it's there. And you don't know how many of those situations you're going to have, because it's not a play that's going to work on fourth and really long. But we had worked it hard. Coach Fountain and his staff had put it together, and we thought it was there. And we've kicked so many field goals this year that you've got to score touchdowns. And I thought that would give us the momentum if we got it. And I felt like they were going to score points. And we got to score touchdowns. We can't, you know, keep getting threes. And Jake did a great job executing it, and Eli Wolf had one of the prime block. He and Charlie did an unbelievable job blocking on that play.
Back over on the right side in the center.
Jake, you had two starting offensive tackles out, and just say something about that offensive line. You were sacked very few times, and the job those two guys, Sawyer stepped up, and certainly on that left side, you know, Cade Mays filling in. What would you say about the protection you had tonight?
Honestly, not surprised. I think it's a big moment for those guys, Kay, Jamari, and Warren. They've played some football, but this is their big moment to start, especially at tackle. And they came out and they played well. Really not surprised at all. Those guys have put in a lot of work, a lot of hard work. And for them to come out here in this moment, play as big as they did, not surprised and really thankful they're on our team.
We'll go back over on the left side again.
George, do you think that you've grown up over the last 4 months and even...
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And he still got growing to do.
Yeah, I still got growing to do, but I can kind of tell myself that I'm improving every day.
Do we have any further questions for Coach or the players? One more here in the front.
George, if you could expound on it extensively, how would you describe this season, your first season in college football?
Careful, George.
I mean, it was a great season to me. I mean, you win some, you lose some, but I feel like every day, every practice, every walkthrough, we just fought. Like, I like winning that way instead of winning the easy way out. I like fighting for the win.